It's a program to pay tribute to America's dedicated federal workforce. In particular, we want to highlight those who have made significant accomplishments on behalf of our country. And we really use those stories as a way to help elevate the prestige of public service and hopefully inspire more people, both young people and folks in their mid-career, to want to consider careers in the federal government. We received over 400 nominations this year. Earlier back in May during Public Service Recognition Week, we recognized 32 finalists. And now at the Sammy's Gala on Wednesday evening, we will honor 8 award recipients that were chosen from that group. And the selection process involves a distinguished selection committee of prominent leaders from government, business, academia, the entertainment industry, even the media, and some leaders from federal employee unions. And those folks have an opportunity to review the stories of the finalists and pick who they think should be the award recipients in each of their categories. Just a couple examples of our selection committee this year. It included OPM Director John Barry, U.S. Senators Ted Kaufman and George Voinovich, also IBM Chairman and President CEO Sam Palmisano, Craigslist founder Craig Newbark, and the president of Tulane University, just to name a few.
Great. And I mean, the amazing thing about the awards is they cover such a breadth of different activities. And you divide them up into different categories.
Exactly. We have 8 different categories for the awards on Wednesday evening. The top award for the program is our Federal Employee of the Year, which is, you know, designed to recognize the professional contributions, really the highest attributes of public service. We have Career Achievement, which is for federal employees with more than 20 years of service in the federal government. And then also our current Call to Service category recognizes those individuals that are 35 years or younger and have 5 years or fewer in government service. There are also some specific categories related to citizen services, Homeland Security, Justice and Law Enforcement, and a couple others. The great thing is that these honorees come from all backgrounds. They're working to protect the environment, safeguard our troops, also protect our children and our nation's most vulnerable citizens. They're helping to strengthen our economy and secure our borders, and just hundreds of other things that we rely on our public servants to do every day.
We've talked to them. In fact, we'll have a link to all of the interviews right on our website, federalnewsradio.com, because they're just such an incredible breadth of folks. But when they're all here, and one of the great things is most of them actually come here for the event, which is just delightful. They get to do a bunch of different things. I mean, they get a White House tour, all sorts of great things, don't they?
That's right. The finalists and the award recipients come from many different federal agencies from all parts of the country. We even have finalists this year that are working in Haiti and Afghanistan, and so they're able to come to Washington, D.C. for our Black Tie Gala on Wednesday evening. But leading up to that, today on Tuesday, they have a group tour at the White House for the finalists and their guests. On Wednesday, they'll gather for a special luncheon hosted by Donald Graham of the Washington Post. Where he'll treat the honorees to a special luncheon together. After luncheon, the award recipients will be back over to the White House for a photo opportunity with the First Lady, which is very exciting. And then, of course, Wednesday evening, they'll have the Black Tie Gala to celebrate their accomplishments and really to celebrate the dedicated service of all federal employees.
And the gala, if folks want to attend, are you all sold out?
Unfortunately, we are all sold out. We have a capacity crowd at Mellon Auditorium. We always anticipate about 500 to 600 attendees at the event, and it's unfortunately a very exclusive invitation list to attend, since we do get members of Congress, agency heads, cabinet secretaries, some other leaders in the White House. What's really terrific about the program is that these folks, you know, sometimes we even get some celebrities from Hollywood and top media personalities. That they're
yes, I'll be there. I know that you were referring to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Folks like you that you know, you might normally be in the spotlight, but here at the Sammy's Gala, none of these government leaders are getting awards. They're all there to recognize and shine the spotlight on the unsung heroes in our nation's civil service.
Yeah, no, happy to recognize these folks. And one of the great things I love about it is I get to talk to all these folks, but I actually get to meet a bunch of them. So it's just delightful. And most of them are just stories that just, you know, everybody has those occasional days where you go, I don't want to get up this morning. I don't want to go to work. And then you listen to these folks and the amazing work that they do, and it just puts that extra bounce in your step.
That's right. You know, in hearing them tell their accomplishments, they're always so incredibly humble. They, to their mind, they're just doing their jobs. You know, to our mind, we're looking and they've done some really remarkable things on behalf of the American people. But they're just extremely dedicated to serving our country, in making a difference on behalf of the American people.
And do you, I mean, you follow this process closer than anybody. Do you occasionally get favorites and really hope that certain people win?
I do sometimes, and actually, you know, each year it seems to get harder and harder to have those favorites. This is now the 9th annual Service to America medals, and when we're looking through those 400 to 500 nominations each year, you know, it used to be we could pick out one or two in each category, and we thought, oh, that'll be the award winner. But as we've gotten further along to the 7th, 8th, and 9th years, it seems like, you know, they're all winners. Any one of them could be up on that stage. And so it's always a great surprise to see who is ultimately introduced as the award recipients that evening.
It's a delightful evening. I always call it the Oscar Award for Feds.
Yes.
So it's a grand evening, and congratulations. I mean, just being nominated. We always say this, and we half joke that just being nominated is an incredible honor. But in this case, it's actually true. It's you go through the list of finalists, and they're just remarkable folks.
Absolutely. Lots of the nominees, you know, write or call to us and just say they were really honored to be nominated. The finalists, when they hear each other's stories, are just so humbled to know that they're part of this illustrious group that are being honored. And then the award recipients there, they just can't believe that they were picked to receive this honor. When, again, they think they're just doing their job, but they're really doing a terrific service to the American people.
Well, we'll let you get back to work, and we look forward to the big event. Always one of the highlights of the year.
Certainly, and if folks want to check out the award recipients on Wednesday, we'll post that information to our website, which is www.servicetoamericamedals.org.